T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What up, everybody? Good morning. 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. B, what the hell was going on with you and the Junkies just now? That was a wild ride I was listening
to. Well, actually, they didn't think I knew who they were. They figured I knew them, but I didn't know what name fit with what person. But I was able to give them, on you.
You know all their names.
I gave them nicknames. I gave them government names. And I gave them descriptions of who they were.
Yeah, that's a big botch by them. Because, like, had I been asked prior to that starting, like, will B. Mitch nail this? I would have put all of my money on you nailing. You're good at that stuff.
It's like, you know, the people that I see and I talk to on a regular basis, and then you got to look at it. Like, we've all been in the same industry for the longest. And I took back JP back to the situation with my buddy Matt DiNapoli. His wife used to be one, I think, but they didn't have to do, they used to have the people called, they called them the Junkettes or something like that back in the day. And she was one of them. So, you know, I've known that back then. I was actually at George Mason when he fought.
When JP boxed that guy?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going back a long time, and then, like, EB's right. Every time we would see each other, we would talk. And I heard him one day tell us about, you know, Brian's really a nice guy. And I didn't say anything to him, but Landfield told him that he don't like people to know he's nice. He gets upset.
That's very true.
But then, come on, Jason, Lurch. We played golf together and everything else. Like, I wouldn't know who he is. And then Cakes, you know, because they used to say his name all the time back in the day. And then when Cakes came and they started talking Cakes, Cakes just took over. So you never heard his real name pronounced a lot.
Well, good for you. Now, when they started bringing in salespeople and everything else,
I didn't have a clue.
That was
tough.
And then
when they brought in Anthony, I had an advantage.
Yeah, you had a big advantage on that one.
Say, I've never seen this guy a day in my life.
I mean, Bishop gets out of there within 4 minutes, so he's not usually hanging around.
But no, it was EB. EB said that. I've never seen this guy a day in my life.
They've probably been in the bathroom together like 40 times.
I say, Anthony said, yeah, I've seen you before. I say, didn't he just ignore you, didn't he? But it was cool. It was cool. That's a good little thing. So now when I see people in hallways, I'm going to say, hi, I'm Brian. What's your name?
Yeah, we should all wear name tags.
No, we're not doing that. I'm going to say, hi, I'm Brian. What's your name?
I'm legit pissed about something.
Normally
we joke around and talk in the open, but I'm legit pissed about something.
What are you pissed about?
And I'm going to try to explain it as best as I can. Mm-hmm. I have known that Sean Taylor's family was going to be at this game this weekend for maybe not quite a month, but at least 3 weeks, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And I've known this because when people are putting events together, they try to get out in front of the media side of it and set up interviews. This is fairly common in our industry, right, B?
Very much.
And so I've known that there may be availability to talk to Sean Taylor's father, Pedro, at the Chiefs game.
All right.
I've been aware of that for weeks. But my job, my effing career, is to be at Washington football games.
Yep.
So that doesn't impact if I'm going to be there or not, because I have to be there, right?
Uh-huh.
This morning, I'm going to tell you the exact time, the Washington football team sent out an email 9 a.m. on Thursday, Brian.
Uh-huh.
9 a.m. on Thursday, October 14th, is the first public announcement that on October 17th, they're going to retire Sean Taylor's number.
Okay.
I'm not a math guy. That's well documented. But that's 3 days' notice.
Yeah.
There are people that this means a tremendous amount to.
True.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people that this means a tremendous amount to.
Uh-huh.
I would include myself in that category, honestly. I remember where I was when everything happened with Sean. These are things you remember. These are seminal moments in a fan and a person's life. Not to mention his family's life. I mean, yeah. For God's sakes. You've known about this. If I've known about it for weeks, how effing long have they known about it? How on earth do you announce something with the magnitude of this on 3 days' notice and not let people make plans to get there?
It probably was planned. I don't know if it was planned to go into that situation or not, but whatever it was, they were holding it close to their vest. And it comes out the day after a lot of other information comes out. I would have to believe that it was finally announced to try to detract or distract.
Which is the most slimy, disingenuous, disgusting, pathetic act.
I have tried my best, and I hear people
get. I'm pissed about this, B. It should be spineless.
But see, this is the thing: people get pissed at you asking questions that about what's negative. Well, yeah, hasn't nothing positive been going on? So you can get mad because somebody asks you a question about why you're playing bad. Guess what? You're playing bad. All the things that keep popping up, and then you put this out here, okay? That's a problem. You remember back in the day when all the other stuff was going on just a few years ago, and then they announced, oh, Joe Gibbs, wait, we're going to name it. You know, everything is always named after something negative, which is a bad thing. Right up the road in Philadelphia, Trey Thomas, former left tackle of the Philadelphia Eagles. His number is being retired in the game. You know when they released it? The same day that they released the damn schedule is when they said it was going to be happening. Right? So that's the way you do stuff. You give people a plan. Now, this is also the alumni weekend. Did you know that?
Who's the genius that scheduled the Chiefs for homecoming? I'd like to know that.
But you know what? I think it is. Alumni weekend is that weekend where we're going to pick the best game that we know fans would want to see. And then a lot of former players come back. All that stuff is another thing. For another day, we can discuss a lot of things surrounding that. But ultimately, when you said it was homecoming weekend, you could have announced, and we're going to retire Sean Taylor's number. And I think you would get the best of the best from the Washington football team.
Hell yeah. Let the players know. They'd come back for that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think because the whole time I've been talking and looking at stuff about home alumni weekend, I've never once saw anything talking about retiring a jersey.
Well, let me say this, Brian.
And hold on, you said that you knew that Pete was coming.
I knew they were coming. I didn't know they were retiring the jersey.
Okay, and see, that's what I'm saying. That probably was all of a sudden put together.
How about this?
If it hadn't been discussed already, there's no damn way. If it had been discussed, there's no way it would have been quiet. And why would you want to keep that secret any damn way?
B, here's what listen. They either botched this so incredibly, or they're trying to deflect how awful everything's going.
Let's do this.
Okay. Hold on. I just pulled this up. Let me say something real quick. Bobby Mitchell. They retired his number and did a lot of Bobby Mitchell tributes against the Giants game. Do you remember that?
Week two was the
Thursday night game. They announced that before the week one game.
Okay.
They announced that on September 10th. That game was September 16th. I'd argue that's still not enough lead up.
True.
But whatever. At least they gave that a week. There was a game before it, so people could make plans. This is 3 days. 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn joke.
Yeah.
And don't tell me things are changing when this stuff still... Tailgate Ted tweeted, I'll give them a pass for running out of food. I'll give the team a pass on not having souvenir soda cups. Messing this up is inexcusable. Fans would have traveled from all over. I know hardcore Washington football fans that live in North Carolina, Indianapolis,
you
Texas,
know what,
Debbie, Florida.
People, they always, like the media and everybody else is presented as negative, and we take stuff out of context. We don't speak what they're speaking. This is Brian Mitchell right now, former player of the Washington football team. I know you all listen over there at the facility. So whoever's listening right now, you go to whoever you can get that has all the information. And we would love for them to come on the show and tell us why is it just coming out, or they had mentioned it somewhere before, because we don't want to say it if something had been out there. So I'm asking, okay, as a former player and an alumni and somebody who loves this franchise, and I think I did a lot of damn good to build a good name up, I would love to hear somebody who always want to sit up here and make it seem like everybody's just negative, everybody's so wrong, please come on and tell us, when did you decide this? Why did it take so long? And give us your side of it. If you refuse to do it, then shut the hell up and don't say anything else again.
B, I'm tweeting this at them right now. I'm saying my dude, this is happening live while we're on the radio. I'm saying my dude B. Mitch putting out an open call to at Washington NFL execs to explain this Sean Taylor announcement timing.
Anybody. I don't care who it is. I mean, if the people that make the decisions are afraid, send one of the damn interns. They don't have a problem talking today.
I mean, this is from Mike Golick. I guess this is Mike Golick Jr. He says, Sean Taylor deserves this honor 1,000 times over. Announcing this on Thursday of a week where your organization's impropriety is again in the news is at best tone-deaf, unaware, and at worst the gross use of a man's legacy as a deodorant for the situation. I mean, that is well said, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, like, listen, the best case scenario is that they just mess this up tremendously.
See, this is the thing. We would rather be having calls praising Sean.
Praising we could do this, an hour look, on your look, favorite Sean pra- Taylor
praising
memories.
This moment. But see, as I begin to look, this is something that just popped up again. And this is what makes me make, like you said, disingenuous. I mean, I say insensitive to try to bring this up now. 10 former Washington football team workers asked NFL sponsors to press for the release of a report of the harassment allegations. The letter calls for CEOs of Verizon, Anheuser-Busch, Amazon, PepsiCo, Nike, Procter & Gamble, as corporate citizens and sponsors of the NFL who ostensibly care about ensuring a workplace for women and it's free from harassment and abuse to demand transparency from the league related to this scandal. See, this is not about to go away. I don't care if you start trying to bring back what those things when you put out the holograms. You can bring holograms of all the greatest players of the Washington era, from the beginning to the end. You can bring them back and have them act like they're playing a game. You're not going to make this disappear. I think, like I heard Lock and Furrow talking to the Junks this morning, and he stated that they're not going to step on each other. Sponsorship will make them step on each other. This here is about to get bigger than it ever was. And I think if Jay Gruden wasn't interviewed, that whole investigation was a bunch of BS.
This is from Matt Paris, got a statement from a Washington spokesperson that says, we apologize to fans who would have liked more notice and will continue to share with fans ways we will be celebrating Sean Taylor's legacy over the next month.
So you held this back, and now you're going to be doing stuff over the next month. Why? Over the next month. Because we're going to have things popping up weekly, daily. See, we wouldn't be asking these questions and this upset and pissed if you had done it the way that successful, well-run businesses do it. If it was done 2 weeks ago, I still think it wouldn't have been enough time. But I would give you way more leeway. But the day after a bunch of crap pops up in the papers, multiple things, that's a problem.
I mean, you're on these alumni calls. When did you know about this?
I was listening to them, and then they mentioned it. That's when I knew about it.
You know what? This is from Parlay Loser on Twitter, and I think he's right. This is right on par with everything else Washington does. Same type of S over and over and over. The organization is doing its best job to make me really not want to root for the team anymore. At what point should we... Like, Brian, we shouldn't be surprised they effed this up. Because that's what they do.
Jay. I said I was upset and disappointed. I never said surprised. I'm not surprised by most things that go down. And listen, I told you before, I've heard all that talk about change and this, that, and the other. You know when I believe in change? When I see it. I don't care what you say. People will say everything you want to hear. We hear it every time, every 2 years with a politician, every 4 years with a presidency. Every time somebody get hired, they make a lot of promises. And this is just like I am about watching a football team grow. I don't get excited about a quarter, okay, a half, a game. If they win a year, I'm going to be happier.
You never even got in the Heineke pool.
But I'm going to expect you to do it again for me to truly believe it. That's just the way I've been. That's the way I was taught. That's how people looked at me. Okay, yeah, you did it this time. Can you do it next time? So you have to begin to look at stuff like that. And I think all of the promises that were made, yes, we are going to believe everything because we've been dealing with futility for so damn long. It's been ridiculous. So everything we see that's a little better, we get overly excited about it. But right now, you're finding out. Everything that is popping up is not just stuff from the past. Just a week or two ago, that was stuff from the present. People that was brought in here, and you got that type of thing going. I mean, how many people get, listen, fans want to see football. I know that. That's what most fans care about. But when there's always something negative, they start saying, okay, what the hell, what is going on? You know, what am I dealing with? You know, we had GM, I mean, presidents here saying, well, we're winning off the field. I don't know if we're winning off the field or on the field too much no more.
Brian, they announced that they were going to retire Bobby Mitchell's jersey in June. In June?
Yeah.
They announced Sean Taylor's 3 days before?
No.
Not to mention they waited until Bobby Mitchell was dead before they even did this, something they should have done 30 years ago.
True that. And they had people wearing his number before. And yes.
In June, Brian.
A lot of people in place right now, no, you don't have anything to do with it. But you know what? When you buy a company, you don't just get all of the assets. You also buy the damn liability. That's the thing about it. I don't care if you're a coach, a president, a damn GM, whoever you are. When you go to a new franchise, everything comes with it. Not just the good. The bad comes with it, too. Just look out there. When people buy companies, they buy the liability of the company as well. This is what you're dealing with. And you made the decision, so guess what? You got to deal with it. Find a way. Change up some things. Don't let anything else pop up new, please. Type kind of fast there, sir.
I'm so mad about this, dude. I'll read what I just wrote. They announced Bobby Mitchell's jersey retirement in June for a September ceremony. They announced Sean Taylor's jersey retirement on October 14th for an October 17th ceremony. Forgive my skepticism. We're taking your calls. I know I'm not the only one pissed. 800-636-1067. Doing that next on The Fan.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, reacting now to what should be an awesome announcement. We should be really excited. We should be opening the phone lines to talk about how great of a player Sean Taylor was and the kind of memories talking about him stirs up. Unfortunately, that's not the conversation, because they effed this thing up a million ways from Sunday.
Bleep it up.
Bleep you Thursday. Quite a day for it, B.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. If you're just tuning in, the Washington football team announced today, on October 14th, that on Sunday, October 17th, they're going to retire Sean Taylor's number. Now, let me give them a little bit of credit. I have known that the Taylor family was going to be here for a few weeks. Now, I didn't know that they were going to be retiring the jersey. That was never told to me. But I know that the family was going to be here. This is also Washington's alumni weekend, where they invite players back. They invited you back, B, I assume. You've known. Did you know they were doing anything for Sean at the game when they invited you for the homecoming weekend?
Not at all.
All right. So B. Mitch didn't know that. Ryan Clark, who played for Washington back before he went to the Steelers and then came back, Ryan Clark from ESPN, pretty famous dude, said, he just tweeted this out: since people are wondering, Tim Hightower, who's the director of alumni relations or whatever the title is here for Washington, he said, since people are wondering, Tim Hightower reached out to me on September 22nd to invite me to the Washington NFL Alumni Weekend. In his text, he told me they'd be honoring Sean and his family, which I assumed was the reason I got the invite, since I hadn't been before. Okay, so that is 3 weeks ago. That's about in line when I knew. Now, I never knew they were retiring the jersey.
But this shouldn't be a secret, though.
Why wouldn't you announce that?
No. See, but that's the whole thing. Listen, I understand what Ryan is saying. Fine, but why was this? Why was it not publicly announced until today?
I don't know, man.
Because there are a lot of fans around the country that feel just like Ryan Clark feels. Feel like everybody else feels, that would have loved to try to plan it, but 3 days' notice is not enough time for them.
Completely true.
This is not for Tim Hightower. This shouldn't be in his lap for him to have to announce it. The team, just like they announced it today, they should have announced this a while ago. This is not for Tim to do. But I didn't know they were doing something for Sean.
B. They announced that they were going to retire Bobby Mitchell's jersey in June. It happened in September. You know what they just announced? They legit checked their Twitter feed. They just announced that Coldplay is coming to FedEx Field next June. They announced this on 3 days' notice.
I think that's the thing.
3 days' notice, Brian.
That's the thing right there that I think. But see, and maybe, just maybe, if the stuff hadn't come out yesterday, no one would say a word. Because my whole thing is, if you were trying to keep it a secret and then do it that day, why even announce it today?
Not to mention, why not? I went to the Ravens game Monday night. They had Haloti Ngata go into their Ring of Fame at halftime of the Monday night game. You know when you usually have your biggest, best crowds? Or for those big primetime games where you're on national television. Why wouldn't they have a Monday night game against Seattle that's going to be on ESPN, the only game on. I am not an ESPN executive, but I would wager that ESPN would take that ceremony live as part of their halftime coverage. Why the hell wouldn't you do it then? Why? At best, here's the worst part of this, Brian. At best, this is just incredibly poor management and decision making.
That's it.
And that's the best case scenario. We've said, I mean, I'm sure people are calling. People would pack this thing. It would be packed. You give people 3 days' notice? You're dead last in attendance by a wide margin. The game sucked. The stadium sucks. There's no I'm really close to cursing. The damn smoke machine that the players run out of is a hindrance to the players. John Allen told the media that he just closes his eyes and prays and just hopes he doesn't run anybody over. It fogs up the stadium for the whole first quarter. It's incredibly stupid. This is something people would celebrate and attend. And you're going to announce it in 3 days' notice? At best, it's terrible management. At best. And I don't even like thinking about the deflection and the PR. I mean, all the other stuff this could be is terrible. And you like to think that decent people don't act like that. At best, it's gross mismanagement.
Phone lines. So you can calm down a little bit.
I want to know what Landfill thinks before we go to the phones.
I mean, of course they announced this to deflect. That's of course what happened. I guess they are very incompetent people, so there's like maybe a 5 to 10% chance that they're just too incompetent and only announced it with 3 days' notice or whatever. But of course they just did this to deflect. From everything that's going on, from the team being awful, from the Bruce Allen emails. That's absolutely what happened. It's a cover-up.
How about this little angle on it? Dan Snyder's got to be on the field for this, right?
Not necessarily in the news. Not if he's been quasi-not suspended, he probably can't be there. But see, the question
he's been at games.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. But anyway.
They tweeted a picture. He's been at games.
Well, Ryan Clark, former teammate, Louisiana mate, if he's trying to act as if, oh, nothing is wrong here, dude, you must not be paying attention to the news. And the same thing that Tim told him, I think everybody would have wanted to know. Every damn body. I don't think this is something that you just hold close to the vest with Ryan, because Ryan was very close with Sean. I think Sean played his best while he was playing with Sean. And his family should know. But I don't think this is something that you want to keep private. And if you were trying to keep it private, and then all of a sudden you decide, I'm going to announce it today, 3 days before the game, after all the stuff has hit the papers, that doesn't seem cool.
And B, Sean Taylor passed November 27th, 2007. Okay?
Let me ask you a question. Let's go back real quick.
Sure.
So he's been going to the games, but they claim he's supposed to be gone until 6 months or so.
Yeah, he's been at games. There's pictures of it.
that shows you furthermore that the NFL is full of stuff.
Right. So he passed away November 27th, 2007. If anybody's questioning if I know that he's been at games, he's been at games. The team tweeted it out. There was a picture of he and Jason Wright at a game, and Dan had a beard in honor of sitting Shiva after his mom passed. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm telling you facts. Nothing but facts right here. Sean Taylor passed November 27th, 2007. Almost 14 years ago. They play November 29th. Is a Monday night game with a national audience that would almost be 14 years to the day of his passing. Why wouldn't you do it then? Not to mention, 14 years? Why wouldn't you do it at the 10-year anniversary or next year at the 15-year anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
what the actual... Let's take a call before I curse. I know Ted. Go to Ted, wherever Ted is, and then we'll get to everybody else in the next block. Hey, Ted. I imagine you're emotional, dude.
I am, man. It's the memorial we had at Redskins Park for Sean. I ended up collecting all those items that people left outside those trees and packed them up and gave them to Sean's family. Gave them to Pedro so his daughter could see all of those items and how much her dad meant to us. Now, the funeral service that they broadcasted, I think, on Comcast Sportsnet back then, I recorded it and sent DVDs out to Redskins fans that were stationed overseas because they couldn't watch it because they wanted closure. You know, it just, for them to do this, to hurt this fan base like this, to just completely mess this up, I'm getting text messages from people I haven't talked to in a decade because they turned their back on this team that would have done anything to be at that stadium this Sunday. And it really, really hurts me to know that they messed this up so bad and are just tarnishing his legacy and hurting this fan base even more after we've been through so much this past couple years. I don't get it, man.
I hear you, bro.
I really don't.
Yeah, it's... I hear you, TT. Thanks for calling, Ted.
All right, brother.
Listen, when we come back, we're taking more calls. I imagine more people are going to feel just like Ted does. And at best, you're embarrassed and disappointed. And what the hell are we doing, man? What the hell are we doing? We're taking your calls next. Let's hit the phones, man, because I've been screaming for a while, and I'm legit worried I'm going to curse. So
don't do that.
I know. I'm not supposed to. I know. Let's start on line three with Rick in D.C. Rick, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, man, if you need a pistol list, I got a pistol list for you, man. But Sean Taylor's jersey being retired or recognized, it ain't on that list, man. It's just not on the list. I mean, you know, as a fan, is it disappointing? Like B-Miss said, yeah, it's not surprising. Is it disappointing? Of course it's disappointing. You know, I hear what Ted said. Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, people want to come and stuff like that. But, you know, anytime, I mean, especially when something's long overdue, man, just get it done. You know, just get it done. It's, of course, it's disappointing. But, you know, being pissed or whatever the case may be, you know, personally, I feel like that's taken away from us celebrating it, man. You know?
I hear that, but at the same time,
we only got 3 days to celebrate it,
which is absurd. That's what I'm mad about. It's a good call, and people are allowed to feel however they want to. But announce it in June when you announce Bobby Mitchell. Let's go to Dan in Woodbridge. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, JP? B. Mitch. Hey, I'm a little torn about this whole situation because, like many of us, we're over here trying to figure out why they decided to do it 3 days in advance. It doesn't give me enough time to call off work. It's something I really want to celebrate, and you know, whatever they do, I'm a team ambassador, a fan ambassador, and they didn't even give us any notice. Like we haven't gotten anything. So it's like you can tell this is definitely 100% a distraction. Maybe you know, the information that came out about the attendance rate, you know, this is probably just for people to come hurry up and fill the stadium up, but it's just not happening, and I'm a little torn about it.
Yeah,
I get it. You're a fan ambassador, Beamish. I just thought about this. I do that halftime hit where I go down there and give like a kind of a game update or whatever, right?
That'd be something to do, like maybe 2 games ago.
But like, if you're retiring a jersey at halftime, I'm probably not going down there, right? You kind of think you'd let me know.
Man, the whole thing I'm saying, okay, Ryan Clark came out and said what he said. That's fine. Okay? But it seemed like more people did not know than people that knew. And then all of a sudden, if you go, oh, now we got to let everybody know right now. Doesn't that seem a little messed up? We got people that are promoting your team because of their love for it. They don't know.
media people don't know. Okay, but you got one guy that calls in and say, well, you know, they called me, but they ain't called nobody else. I mean, not too many other people knew. And, yeah, people knew that they were going to be honoring him. They didn't know anything about retiring a jersey.
Right.
That's something different. You know, I don't know this answer now because I don't know everybody in the ring. Is Sean already in the Ring of Fame?
Yes.
Okay. So, somebody could have thought of something around there. Because a lot of people like, oh, he in there? And they go, oh, yeah, he is. A lot of people don't know. But no one necessarily knew that was going to be a retirement. A retirement of something is something extra special.
They announced Bobby Mitchell in June, and it happened in September. Like, that's the proper way to do it. Let's keep the phone lines going. People are fired up. Let's go to Brian. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
JP, I guess the team must have realized it was Thursday because to me this seems like the golden FU fans because they, you know, 3 days. I know a lot of people that would have gone to this game if they knew about it in advance, but 3 days to try to pick up tickets, get time off of work if you need it. I mean, this is low even, and we come to expect this as Redskins fans or as Washington football team fans, but this is low even for them. Luckily enough, I'll be at the game, but like I know a lot of people that would have liked to have come. So this it hurts. I kind of agree with what Ted said earlier. This just hurts.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to DJ. DJ's in DC. What's up, DJ?
What's going on, B-Mitch? What's up, family, man? I'm in step with you on this one, JP, man. This is disrespect. You're trying to cover stuff up and distract. I got this in this hand, but I don't want you to see this and all the mistakes I'm making over here. But I want you to pay attention to this, and we're going to do this. It's disrespect to Sean Taylor. I'm sorry. It's total disrespect. Like you said, 3 days to prepare for people to come to the stadium. We're the lowest attendance stadium in the NFL. Everybody knows how much that man meant to this team. Why wouldn't you go ahead and do it the proper way? And you're using him to distract from the bull crap that you're doing over here. So basically you're saying to me, you don't even give a daggone about what Sean Taylor meant to your team. You're using him right now to go ahead and distract from this trash over here. And that's definitely 100% wrong. A culture change here, though. Oh, did I step on somebody's toe? I'm sorry. I thought this was a culture change.
Well said, DJ.
Help me out. Maybe I'm lost.
I don't think you're lost. Unfortunately, I think we've all been found. Thank you for the call, DJ. Good stuff there. God, what a mess.
You and I have had a lot of conversations.
Sure.
And I know a lot of times I say things and we don't agree at the moment. A lot of what I said to you, is it starting to come to light?
Yeah.
Listen, man. Listen, I am not the smartest man in the world. But one thing, like I know a lot of people, they talk about how their family was military, this, that, and the other. One thing my dad taught me about the military is that they always know their surroundings and they pay attention to how things are operating around them. You know, and you can't get too high, you can't get too low. And as I watch stuff, I try my best to try to, you know, I'm a passionate person, but I, in a way, try to stay even keel with things. And so I don't get too excited about this team. But I get pissed off when I see people not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And when I heard all the stuff that was promised, and seen, I basically thought I was listening to a political rally. And one thing I don't really pay attention to is politics a lot. Until when I know we got to do stuff to make a change, make a difference, I really do get involved. But normally I would rather not hear a damn thing anybody has to say. I just wait to see what you do. And most times, I would say 80% of what somebody promised you in politics, they never do. And when I heard a lot of promises and a lot of demands and what's going to be it, I thought I was listening to a politician. So that's why I'm not surprised. And the whole thing is, I feel that, you know what, when you want things to change, you got to do drastic things. You got to do things differently than you've done before. Okay? And if I keep seeing people doing the same thing they were doing before, and if you keep doing what you've done before and you lost the job, then guess what? You need to adjust it a little bit. I don't know. It's strange to me. But I'm not smart, I guess.
I mean, I'm not either. You know why we're not smart?
Why?
We keep buying this BS. The phone lines are going nuts. We got Norris next, I believe. Josh Norris will join us. We're going to talk fantasy football. Try to enjoy ourselves a little bit. We're going to keep the phone lines going all day. Listen, folks, I know you're mad. I'm mad, too. Josh Norris up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.